allowed to simulate this when constructing workers clear the location but must be in the temple and in the forest. We should give food in four directions, don't stay away from that land and hot potatoes. Be hovering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. Animal is given as sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction's materials are complete, the people do the Tengah Sal ceremony. The all-night long ceremony features pandak and gummy dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting leke pera, putting locks for the pole is done in 4 days. Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas Marura Sirai called on housing developments in Central Java to maintain high quality standards for subsidized homes under President Prabowo Subianto's 3 million homes program. During a meeting in Ungaran, Samarang Regency, he emphasized the importance of developed integrity and encouraged the provincial government to implement exemptions for land and building acquisition duty and building approval fees. The special envoy of the President of the Republic of Indonesia, led by the Indonesian 7th President Joko Widodo, delivered a message from President Prabowo Subianto to Catholics during the Pope at the Vatican on Saturday, local time. Pope Francis' funeral was held in St. Peter's Basilica Square, Vatican, on Saturday, attended by more than 250,000 mourners, some of whom were state leaders and important world figures. And that was the news.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi pesabar. Lagi, kau begitu gelap malam. Mendengarkan hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku. Bawalah aku ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana, menari dalam pelukan. Dekat, dekatlah diriku. Dengar kelebaran hati. Jangan kalahkan aku.
Which is around 20,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees per portion. In addition to taste, the Sung Mansong, you can also enjoy
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 casserole.
served as a substitute for rice, because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasumi is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In Kasumi, kasumi is also often used as box for tips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasumi can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Voice New, you're still here with me, Rain, Indonesia today. And if you want to tune in always, you can always stay tuned with us in our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in AAA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And of course, everything is a blessing, just like On Demand with Anugrah Perindah.
Yeah.
Listener, as Compo Planet is one of the legendary solo calendar delights, because there are not many traders selling this calendar anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is as popular culinary that we can see in solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Compo Planet, such as in the Goodie Market, the Lion Market, and in the Manahan Field. Because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Compo Planet, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call Compo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, Compo comes from the word Jimpo because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of as Compo Planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Upon the village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the Great Wall
of cutting the dreadlocks of the young children, who are called Anapraja. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Chai Agung Kalanete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, both Mantu had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Mantu believed to the special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Anak Kimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kendaki itu pada era kakak.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, Temenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God, the Javanese, must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali
Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestral heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Cultural Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencurahan rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesaran lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti itu, 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki kecuali yang jauh saat ini, mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in folk who visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pinalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event, since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya, apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, especially women. It makes us aside with the fact that most modern children in Dieng are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats. Imi, si Anita sendiri yang minta dari si Atura. Anita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats. Minta kan di Dieng. Kita pun gimana di Dieng.
Permintaannya kalau mah utama, keluar poin 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Laki-laki mah parah tuh.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of Arjun children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang rojong itu tawaran bagi mantu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah jadi ada kendal padi, ada rambut kibar.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Yang kalau kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikung-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol paling utama, itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that had always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dianjo fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between Hart and Cold Mountain Air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies enraging the renewed generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
The location of Phobos Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors.